I lived a life of caution and sanity, friends laughing at the oddity of my superstitions. Step on a crack, break your mother's back. A black cat crossing your path is bad luck, just like walking under a ladder. Three blackbirds mean death? Damn birds. A penny found face up good luck, face down bad. Spilling salt, definitely bad luck, countered by throwing it over your left shoulder. I found it impossible to separate belief from coincidence. How much is real and how much only imagination following the silliness of my mind? I'd avoided cracks, cats, and ladders, studied fallen pennies before picking up or passing by, flung salt before the bad luck could get me for all the good it did. That last day, I went out early to search the yard and bushes for the paper, as always. Heading back to the porch to sit and sip coffee, read and lie and filling out the Sudoku, I stopped abruptly, staring at the house. What if, instead of superstition, it really was an omen? I dropped the paper right then and ran inside. I pawed through the sensible outfits, all khaki and navy, with small, very small touches of red, until I found the one I was looking for, my guilty secret. A lavender jumpsuit I wore zipped down to show the purple t-shirt underneath. Cleavage balanced above. Large silver hoops hung from my ears. I found the purple tennis shoes, dug out makeup to match purple shadow, three layers of mascara, a plum lipstick. Then I went out and I had ice cream for breakfast. All day long I did the things I always put off. I test drove a dark green Mustang convertible, looking like a grape among leaves. I watched a movie that had no redeeming value except that it made me laugh. And in spite of the large tub of popcorn, extra butter, please, a supersized soda and a box of Milk Duds, I stopped by the drive-in dive for a foot-long chili cheese for supper. I figured this once, I wouldn't worry about cholesterol or calories.